The Alaska State Commission for Human Rights has ruled in favor of a Fairbanks woman who claims she was forced from her job by her boss's incessant criticism of her religion. The commission has ordered Goldstream General Store owner Paul Kopf to pay Lynn Dowler over $76,000 in lost wages. Agency attorney Steve Kotef says Kopf used the store as a venue to talk up his Christian faith and make derogatory comments about Catholicism.
Such as Catholics are the root of all evil, or Catholics will burn in hell. These were statements that Lynn Dowler, who is a Catholic, found very offensive, altered the working conditions, if you will, that she found herself in, and ultimately decided that she really couldn't take it anymore and felt that she was forced to quit her job.
Kotef says Dowler's case is somewhat unusual because three fellow former employees backed up her story.
When we prosecute these kinds of cases, we often look for circumstantial evidence to prove the discrimination occurred. Discrimination is a very, very difficult thing to prove in most cases. In this matter, however, we had direct evidence, not just circumstantial, that these actual statements were made.
The Alaska State Commission for Human Rights was established in 1963 to enforce the state's civil rights laws. Its decisions can be appealed in Superior Court, and Kopf, who denies talking down Catholicism, intends to.
They basically charged me that I was the Catholic basher from hell because she had told them that I had told her that Catholics were the root of all evil, which is a fabricated lie.
Kopf says the accusations stem from a broader dispute between him and the former employees. He says Dowler and the three others, including her daughter, became upset and quit because he changed their work hours.
They all wanted me to comply with their desires were. They wanted the shift hours to stay the same. And as somebody had put in, they wanted me not to talk any kind of Christianese. As far as me slamming Catholics, that was all a lie.
Kopf says Dowler and the others are trying to financially ruin him. The Commission for Human Rights ruling in Dowler's favor includes both back and future wages. Dowler worked at the Goldstream store for 27 years prior to quitting in 2009, and the Commission's Kotef says she hasn't been able to find a comparable job.